Thank you, Brother Goodman. We're glad to be here in Tulsa. This is the first time you've ever been. This beautiful building, today. Your beautiful building. Appreciate the opportunity to preach. And appreciate the good message this morning.
Yes.
And the good spirit that's been throughout the day and the good meal. We are glad for God's wonderful goodness. Realize in the afternoon it's a sleepy time. And Brother Walter, I ought to have him to stand make an announcement. He told me a little bit earlier that I'll be a stand after I preach afternoon service. But I thought about the fellow that got up to speak, and he looked out over his audience, and he said, "Now, as I understand it," he said, "it's my job to preach to you." And he said, "And as I also understand it, it's your job to listen." Amen. Now he said, "If you get through before I do, just hold up your hand." So if I see your hand, Lord, I'll find you got through before I do. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles, if you have them, to the book of Hebrews, chapter 29, verse 35. Notice this morning the message is all. Did I say Hebrews chapter 10? Did I say?
Amen.
The Walker's all right.
That's
right. All right, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Said here, "Cast not away therefore thy confidence, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We're not of them who go back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of souls."
Praise God.
Let us just pray. Would you help us pray? If it's possible to cast it away, it must be possible to retain the confidence. Now I'd like to talk about four kinds of confidences that we need if we're going to do things for God. Number one, I believe we need confidence in ourselves.
Yes.
I realize that already, if we would say this, it would be those who are saved but false that have no confidence in the flesh. I believe, folks, that we can rob ourselves of things that we could do for God because we say, I have no confidence that I can do it. Now, I feel, folks, that an inferiority complex will rob you and I of being our best.
That's right. Amen.
I've seen folks that said, I can't do it. There's no use in asking me. I couldn't possibly do it. And it's because, beloved, they have no confidence in themselves. Right. Now, I know that we must put no confidence in the flesh, for the flesh will fail. I believe, folks, that we need to have confidence that we can do anything that God has called us to do. Anything that God has called us to do.
Hallelujah.
Years before I was ever called into the ministry, someone spoke and said, if you enter an Irish, you'll be a preacher when you get big. Somebody else said, well, now he can't be a preacher. It'd be impossible for him to ever be a preacher. I almost believe that. Now, after many years, but I want us to know, friends, that if God called us, we need to have confidence that we can do anything that God has called us to do.
Amen.
I want you to lead my people out of it. Moses had an inferiority complex. He said, I can't, Lord, I can't do it. But God disagreed and said, Moses, you can because I will go with you. Thank God, folks, that if God has called us to do it, we're big enough to do it.
Yeah.
We might be the smallest, the most unnoticed, the most untalented, the most unlikely person, but if God has called us, beloved, we need confidence in ourselves that we can do it.
Yes.
God said, Gideon had an inferiority complex. He said, Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. Gideon said, no, you got the wrong person, Lord. He said, I'm the smallest of them all, and I can't do that. But that's because that God restored confidence in himself. Gideon performed a mighty work,
yes,
and victory was won for Israel because he had confidence in himself.
Praise God.
Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. God said, now why do you got it wrong?
Yeah.
Why? He said, there's thousands that haven't bowed their knees. Yes. Be confident.
Yes.
I tell you, God is among us, and Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
Yes.
How often it is that it's easy to lose confidence in somebody else. If a wife loses confidence in her husband, first thing you know is conflict in the home.
Yeah.
If a husband loses confidence in the wife, the first thing you know, there's division among them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how we need confidence in
each
other. Thank God, folks. I believe that God expects us to not to cast away our confidence.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Wonderful.
I heard the story once of a man that was wounded in battle, and he lay there for hours. He was very badly wounded, and finally someone rescued him, and they took him back behind the lines, and they began to talk with him. One of them said that rescued him and said it must have been terrible laying out there, and all the suffering and all the torture that you must have gone through. He said, no, because he said, I had confidence in you that you would come get me. Folks, listen, I'd rather somebody say I have confidence in you than to say you're the best preacher in all the world. Praise God. We need confidence in one another.
Jesus.
The next thing that we need is confidence in the church.
Yeah.
We need confidence in the church.
Amen.
There's people that are losing confidence in the church. But Jesus had confidence in the church.
Yes,
he said, upon this rock I'll build my church.
Yeah.
And he said, the gates of hell
will be opened. Glory to God.
Listen, the church is going to stand when others
fall.
I believe, folks, that nothing shall destroy the church. There are multitudes that are losing confidence in the church today.
That's right.
Read an article the other day about a survey that was written, and they said to asking among folks around the world, what opinion do you have of the church? I was amazed to find the many, many men that said, I do not believe that the church is what it used to be. Brother, I believe that the church is exactly the same as it always was,
and
that God had its wonderful way.
Yeah,
confidence in the church. I see folks have more confidence in lodges than they do in the church.
That's right.
I see folks have more confidence in the club than they have in the church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I believe, folks, that the church is the thing that Jesus established.
That's right. Amen.
Brother, he never established the hospital. He never established the school. He never established any kind of organization, but he built a church.
Yes.
And he said, I've got confidence in that. That it is going to withstand everything that comes its way.
He said,
praise God. I guess that little magazine, I forgot off the name of it, something about it described churches behind the Iron Curtain. I've forgotten what the name of it is, but it tells about churches that have been under pressure. They moved underground, but they're growing and they're growing and they're growing. Folks, listen, we need to stick with the church.
Yes.
But it's going to go
up. Amen.
It's going to go up. Hallelujah. And the church.
Oh, glory.
Now, the stock markets may rise and it may fall.
That's right.
But the church is going to stand.
That's right.
But if you don't make the stock market rise or the stock market fall,
confidence.
Thank you, brother. Well, somebody said, I got confidence in the economy and I'm going to buy some stuff.
Yeah.
But when the confidence of the economy of the nation falls, the stock market is going to decline.
Yes,
you know, when we lose confidence in the church, our churches are going to decline.
That's
right. I never will forget. I pastored churches, folks, that folks had confidence. My brother Summers said that if they go somebody to church, they're going to get saved. Most every service, I mean almost every service, somebody brought someone to church. And somebody got saved.
Yes.
Somebody got the baptism. Why did they do it? Because, folks, they had confidence in the church.
Yes.
Cast not away your confidence in the church, because it's going to go up.
Yes.
Away from missed all of its faults. Folks, it's the best thing around.
Amen.
The best thing around.
Praise.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then the last confidence that I want to talk about is this. We got to have confidence in God.
Yes.
Confidence in God.
Praise God.
Praise God. I visited in the retirement home, in the nursing home yesterday, and visited a man 77 or 8 years old. I sat there and talking with him. Very big old tears came in his eyes. He said, "Brother, I have a weird question to ask." And I said, "All right, what is it?" He said, "I've been approached lately. Folks try to tell me that I can't know that I'm saved, that I will know it if I get over there." And he said, "Well, if you give an answer to this, what is the answer?" And first, his confidence had been shattered a little bit. I began to talk to him about how he could know, friends, that we're saved because God cannot lie. I opened the Bible that was in his room there, and I began to read. I said, "Now, brother, this is what God said. God said, if you do this, I'll do this." And I said, "Know this, that God is not a man that he can lie. Oh, that I know whom I have believed." God didn't say, "I think so," or "I hope so," or "I used to think so." But he said, "I know whom I have believed." And he said, "I am thoroughly convinced, I'm persuaded that God is able to
keep the hallelujah.
And I'm convinced against the day." Paul said, "I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor
angels,
or he said, "None of these things shall be able to separate me from the love of God."
Oh,
confidence, folks.
Confidence.
As you raise your Lord. Now, 1 John 5 and 14 says, this is the confidence that we have in us.
Oh, hallelujah.
That if we ask anything, his name
is
this is the confidence.
Yes.
I know it's kind of hard to separate faith and trust and confidence. But he said, this is the confidence that I have in God. That if I ask anything, he hears
us. Yeah.
He hears us. Folks, how we need confidence that God is the same yesterday and today and
past.
Yes.
Confidence.
Oh, somebody said, how could you possibly lose confidence in God? Well, the theory God is dead came out of some religious folks. But I want you to know, folks, he's alive.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's wonderful to have a refreshing of that God. Not too long ago, the wife and I began to pray about something. We believe that God hears and answers prayer. But folks, it's good once in a while to have a little revival of that confidence.
Yes.
We began to pray together, and we said, the Bible says, where two or three shall agree of touching any one thing, it is given us.
Yes.
And folks, we agree. And sometimes faith is the most simple thing, and sometimes we make it too hard. Yes. We simply said we're going to agree together, and we're going to ask God. And God is going to answer prayer.
Yes, amen.
And folks, there was a precious peace that came over our hearts. And as time slipped by, there was a peace that passed all understanding. Because, beloved, I have confidence.
Yes,
amen,
amen, amen.
Cast not away, therefore, thy confidence, which hath great reward. The Stags mentioned Job said, "I know my Redeemer lives."
Glory to God.
And he said, "I know he's going to stand the latter day upon this earth."
Yes.
And he said, "I know I'm going to see him, not another. I'm going to behold him." Job, are you sure for all of the graces and all of the sacrifices that you have and your policy? He said, "No, God has slain me."
Oh,
he said, "I'll go forth.
Yes.
I know, I have confidence that God will not fail.
Wonderful Jesus.
The writer of Hebrews said, cast not away therefore your confidence.
Praise God.
Or he said it has great recompense of reward.
Yeah.
What rewards us? Loving reward in ourselves when it's all over? We're going to look back and say, what do you know?
I didn't.
Yeah. I didn't. I didn't think I could, but I didn't. Reward accomplished to one another means lifetime friendship.
Oh, yes. Glory to God.
Yeah. It's easy to lose confidence in someone. But folks, listen, where the knowledge of perfect. But keep your confidence in each other.
Yes.
Yes.
Friends for time and for eternity. Confidence in the church. You'll grow up with it someday.
Lord,
that's what it was.
Hallelujah.
Confidence in God. When they get over yonder on the other side, they're going to look back and say, well, you know the word.
Oh, Lord,
yes,
Lord, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, cast not away therefore your confidence.
Amen.
For it is great,
Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, because that you never failed us yet.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thou art true God and
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, hallelujah.
With confidence in ourselves that we can do all things with God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God. Shall we stand together?